So we're here today with Colonel Pam Stevenson, a member of the Kentucky House, that is one of our absolute favorite persons to interview. Colonel Pam, welcome to Moving Kentucky Forward.
Thank you, Bruce. I love being here because you always make me feel so welcome and so special. So,
well, you are welcome and you are special. We could talk about the House and about the session and things like that, but I don't want to talk about those things today. I want to talk about the fact that Colonel Pam Stevenson, member of the Kentucky House, has filed to run for the United States Senate in 2026. Wow, that's big news.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty exciting. I served America for 27 years,
yep.
And they sent me all over this world pursuing the promise of America. And I decided when I retired, I'm going to come back home and do the same thing for Kentucky. And I've been serving my community. I've been serving my state. And now, more than ever, is the time to serve Kentucky in the U.S. Senate.
Excellent. Excellent. So I got the news the beginning of January and I went and checked, and you've already filed your FEC intent thing and you've got your campaign treasury set up and so on and so forth. And of course, the news got out. What's been the reaction? What have you heard from grassroots and from leaders across the state?
From across the state, the reception has been really good. I'm surprised that people that I don't even know have either sent me emails or approached me and to say they're ready for a change. And because of the race I ran last year as AG, where I went into the rural areas and listened to people, they want somebody that listens to them and is concerned about their families and not politics as usual. And my whole record has been being concerned about families and making sure people can live their best life. And now to get Kentucky from the bottom of so many lists, we have great people, beautiful countryside, and now is the time.
So, okay, that's from, have you heard anything from the state party leadership, like Coleman or Morgan Eaves or any of the local county parties?
I've heard from some of the local county parties and the leadership. They know that I am that I have filed and that I am running and that I am going to represent Kentucky. And their the leadership has to keep if they're to see if anybody else is going to file before they do anything.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'm very excited about it myself. I think you would be just on fire in the United States Senate. I would love having you up there. But I mean, let's be realistic. You've got the Republican Party itself has fairly large bank bags, and then you've got all these PACs that are going to throw money into, I assume they're going to throw money into the state. How do you think you're going to counteract that?
Well, the bottom line is I must raise money. I cannot waste my energy bemoaning the fact that I have to raise money and fighting against that. I must first get to the Senate and then I can fight against that. This country is for the people, by the people, to serve the people. And most people don't have $25 million.
Right.
So you immediately cut off the people when you say, no matter how qualified you are, that you have to have $25 million to participate in the U.S. Senate. That's a fight for another day. So what I'm doing now is I am raising the money and I'm going to make the case that America and Kentucky deserve someone who's already done it and someone who has already demonstrated a passion for people, thriving, and families first.
I have to ask, and I've asked this of a number of candidates in the past, you have a pretty safe seat, I would think, in the Kentucky House. You could probably stay there forever if you wanted to, or you could certainly stay there for a long time. And at some point, I suppose, you could move up to the Kentucky Senate. Why make this leap now? Why run for federal office at this point in your political career?
Every year, thousands of military members took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Every year, thousands of, or I should say, hundreds of moms and dads lost their children because they gave their life for the promise of America. And now we are destroying America from the inside and not the outside. When I was on active duty, we never did war plans. We played a lot of war games about the different enemies that America would face. But we never did a war game if the threat was from within. So I have worked internationally, nationally, and locally, and was built for a time such as this. This time, where someone who has the abilities, the leadership skills, the experience to save America and make sure that 100 years from now, we're celebrating the 4th of July, still in English, and celebrating over 300 years. That's the goal. So now is the time. I can't wait until it's comfortable for me. I can't wait. I've been called for this time, and so I must serve.
Okay, if you're going to do this, what's going to be your theme? I mean, I hear what you're saying about saving America and so on and so forth, but what would be, the thing that you're going to focus on the most? Is it going to be democracy? Is it going to be Kentucky needs better representation? Is it we're sick and tired of Mitch?
Yeah.
Which all are true. What's going to be your focus for your
The
campaign?
focus is three things. Number one, the economy. We must make sure that this economy stays strong. As you can tell by the fallout from the tariffs, that we are an important major player in the world economy, and it directly impacts our economy. Every family I've ever spoken to, what they want is a job to be able to take care of their family. They want their children to do better and they want to make a difference. We can do that when you don't have to work two or three jobs or a job that doesn't earn you enough. All and so and then the second thing we're going to do is the promise. Medicaid and Medicare are important, and there's so many myths around it that we would destroy and the agencies that provide the living that we're used to in America. Yes, I am all for we must get rid of waste and fraud and use that money to help more people build a stronger America. But you don't do it with a sledgehammer. You don't do it so that when you cut one program with a pen, you have hundreds of foster care kids who depend on Medicaid without coverage. We've taken these kids from their parents for whatever reason, and we've said, as the government, we're better for these kids than their parents, and we're going to provide these services. We need to do that, and we're not. We need to make sure that the elderly who have worked their whole life to build America, to build Kentucky, that the rest of their life is the best of their life. And not jeopardize, touch, threaten, rob them of their peace because they think their Social Security, which they paid into, will go away. Then, third, veterans, America is home of the free because of the brave. How dare you cut veteran benefits, cut veterans pay, cut veteran or the organization that services those who have come back from war? How dare you say, yeah, we're glad you were willing to risk your life for us, but we're not willing to serve you anymore. It's not right. And that's not our Kentucky values. We believe in helping our neighbor. We believe, many of us have a faith that we follow. We believe in the golden rule. And we don't believe in turning our backs on strangers, and we certainly don't believe in turning our backs on veterans, those which fought and were willing to give the ultimate price so America can be America and Kentucky can stay free.
So let me recap and make sure I've got it right. Your first theme bullet is the economy and making sure it takes care of everybody and not just the wealthy. Second would be the promise we made to people to take care of them, Medicare, Medicaid, so on, Social Security, all those programs that need to be strengthened, not cut. And third would be taking care of our veterans and making sure that they know that they are taken care of. Would that be the three things you said?
That would be the three, and inside the context of restoring America's word to the world.
Well, we could just chase that one for a while, but we don't have time to get to dig into that too far.
Right.
It's obvious that the rest of the world is looking at America and going, "What the are you doing?" So let me ask you this. So when you announced and you filed and everything, what kind of response did you get from your fellow legislators in the House and the Senate?
They were very gracious and they were very encouraging, and also letting me know, we know you're a fighter and it's going to be a fight.
I had somebody when I was commenting about the fact that I was going to interview you, somebody said to me, "Now, wait a minute. You're talking about a black Democratic woman in Kentucky. Do you think she has any chance whatsoever of winning this seat?" And I said, "Well, first of all, you don't know her, so I will tell you that she is on fire and she will be more than enough for anybody who wants to debate her. But secondly, maybe the state's ready to say we're tired of old white men and we're ready to get somebody new in there. What do you say to that?"
Well, nothing can happen unless you're brave enough to say yes, me right now. Yes, I'm very clear for those out there who says, "Yeah, you're a black woman in the red state." I've been a black woman for a long time now, so I'm really clear about that.
Right.
And I can't accept other people's limitations on me. I've done the work. And every time I went out to rural Kentucky, all Kentucky, and listened to them, I was able to win people over because they know I care about them, their families, and moving Kentucky forward. So I can't afford to operate in other people's limitations, other people's viewpoint of the world. I will deal with what's put in front of me with honor, and I will deal with whatever it takes to make Kentucky rise.
I've told you this before. Every time I have you on for an interview, I leave feeling better than I came in. So, you do a great job of lifting everybody's spirits. So, okay, it's going to be a slog. You're starting early, which is good, and you've got to raise a bazillion dollars, which we all know. Those of us out in the field who are really excited by your candidacy and want to help, what can we do? I assume you've got a website.
Yes, we do have a website. And what I'm asking everybody to do, anybody, I mean, across this country, in schools and legislators, we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America with liberty and justice for all. And that's who you are. If who you are is someone who wants to make the difference with the one life you have, then go to StevensonForSenate.com. Sign up to say, when you're ready, I'm available. And all I'm asking people to do is engage. Whether you engage with me or another candidate, democracy only works when the people engage. And when the people don't engage, and I'm talking about year round, find one thing you can do and do it. If it's reading to a child for 1 hour a week, if it's calling people for 1 hour a month, whatever you could do to have your life work, do that. Because when citizens don't engage, then we have what we have today. People doing what they want to do, how they want to do it, without your best interest at heart. And I welcome anyone who says, I'm not on my watch, will I allow America to be destroyed and our Kentucky to be stifled. We want to help. go to my website, stevensonforsenate.com. Sign up, and when it's time, someone will call you and see what you like doing and what you can do. And we will use all the talents across America. And we might even make a quilt.
Yes, that sounds great. We did the quilt last time. I like it. We'll do a Forward Kentucky Pam Stevenson quilt and have, get that thing done. I'm really pleased that you're making this thing. I'm nervous for you because it's going to be a heck of a fight, but I am excited for you and for the state that we have this kind of choice in front of us. Colonel Pam Stevenson, thank you, who is running for United States Senate in 2026, but has started now. Thank you again for being with us.
It is my pleasure. Kentucky, I've lived a lot of places. Kentucky's my home, and Kentucky has the best people, and the best of everything. And it's time for a fresh face that will represent all the people and not some of the people.